All right. Introduce myself now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hi. Hey, guys. My name is Malay, and born and raised in Los Angeles, California, and I'm super excited to be here.
We're excited nice to have you on. Thank you.
Yeah.
So the first thing I want to really kind of like pick your brain about is, what is it like, you know, navigating in the film industry and in LA? Like, you know, when we think of LA and people are like, that is Hollywood, I gotta get there, I gotta be in movies with you, woo, yada yada yada. So a lot of people come and it's I would say like an oversaturated industry. So how do you maneuver through that, being from LA and kind of already being accustomed to that lifestyle?
Nice. Well, I would say being from LA definitely gives me an advantage, because there's a certain level of like realness that you can kind of just like scope out in this industry, because once you like get on these different sets, it's always a lot of people, you know, they want to validate themselves, but they do that kind of just projecting who they are on the people. So it's like, it's easy to scope that out and just see who's really genuine about a lot of things. As well as, I kind of have always stayed in my own like realm, so people's influence doesn't really like take too much. My fan is loud, sorry. But people's influence, I wouldn't say it affects me too much, just because I have structured like a blueprint of exactly what I want in my career. So I go according to that, and I'll be able to, you know, well, I allow that structure to be able to like find the people I align with. So when working in this industry, like I work with people, I'm like aligned with people who I can get along with. I don't really do the gatekeeping. I don't do like egotistical people, you know. I make sure, like on my sets, like it's pretty positive. It's pretty like supportive. So everybody can like do their job to the best of their abilities. So, you know, it's a good way. It's a good standard to start. You know, I am starting off. So that's something that I like emphasize on very heavily. Like, keep the egos away and just do the art.
Yeah. I have a quick question on, you said projection. What's the difference between like projecting your personality and like just being your personality? Like, what's the difference between the two?
I feel like projecting your personality versus being your personality is kind of like trying to prove who you are to somebody. Mm. And a lot of people, I'm not going to say a lot of people, actually I'm not even going to speak for other people, but I will say, like, if you ever like deal with those people who kind of try and just like, especially in this industry, people are always like, I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that.
I was on Star Wars.
Oh my God. You know, they're like, I need you to know how important I am so I can feel important. And I think that people who, you know, are just their personalities are just like, I am who I am, you're going to take it if you do.
Yeah, facts.
They're just like, you know, if you leave it, it's like, cool, okay, bye. Like, I don't get it. But, you know, I feel like that's the difference between projecting, like, people who kind of just, like, really do it. They don't really feel the need to just, like, prove themselves. But I also, like, get the other side, too, because they're trying to, you know, figure themselves out in the world. Like, I'm still trying to figure myself out in this world, so... I get it. So I see where they're coming from. It doesn't necessarily align all the time, but to just point out what's harmless and what's like can be harmful.
So, and sometimes it seems, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but it seems disingenuous. Like, you're trying to prove to me that you're important, but you're here because you are. So there, you don't have to prove that you have talent or the skill, because we're in this circle, we met for a reason. So I already know what you're capable of, you know what I mean? Or else like you said, it wouldn't have been in alignment with what I got going on. So you don't have to, like, you ain't got a lot of kicking, my nigga, you know? You notice that? Like, and you don't have to boast about it either. So I see what you mean, and that kind of, I think, relates in all aspects of life too, because even when you're with like a group of friends, we all have a friend who like be talking big about big up in themselves. You know what I mean? Trying to get
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I got I got features with all these people. You know, I'm out here.
Yeah. You know. And you just be like, okay, so you trying to work or you want to just keep talking? So, yeah, no, I completely understand that.
Yeah, sometimes they could just be claiming it for themselves as well, like, let me claim this energy. But other times, you know, people really be trying to make you feel like a fan. I'd be like, look, yeah. I am a fan. Like, I'm not a hater. Like, I'm not going to hate on you. Like, I really want you to win. When I see people win, I'm like, period. That means I'm around the same, like, vibe. Like, I don't want to be around people who are not winning, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I really feel like the group to which you belong, like, that, like, really does determine your fate. Like, I really am someone who believes in that. So, like,
yeah,
around me, I'm like, period. Either I'm next, or, like, I'm energy gonna rub off on me. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading this book, and I mention this book all the time, but it's because I'm reading it, and it's by Jay Shetty, and he was like, you know, you don't, I'm in the negativity chapter. So it's all about like kind of detaching from negative energy and detaching from negative people. And then also detaching from that negative, like self. Right. So one thing he had pointed out and kind of has heavily emphasized is that you have to surround yourself with people who are positive and who are like almost a step above you so that, you can kind of flourish in a network or in a group that is like progressing. So you will also be inclined to progress and be motivated. And so he explains it as like the 25-75 rule. For every one like negative friend you have, for every one negative friend you have, you should have three positive people in your life.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And that's 25-75, right? Because that negativity is contagious. It's very, because in a situation where somebody is boasting like that, you could easily meet them with, well, you did this, well, bitch, I did this. So now what? You know what I mean? Or you can meet them with, I'm proud of your accomplishments. That's why you're here. That's why I'm excited to work with you. Like, it's all about how you react. And you don't want anybody's negative energy to rub off on you, you know?
How do y'all deal with that? How do y'all deal with like combating negative energy? Because me as somebody, like, I relate heavily to what you're saying about like, nigga, I did this shit too. Like, what's up? Like, so I feel that. I feel that. But like whenever you meet people who like kind of have that like combative energy as a creative, how do you deal with that? And that goes like for everybody here too. Like, I want her to answer it, but everybody here can.
Who's first? I would say how I combat negative energy. One, like, I feel like to even give negative energy, like, time and space, I gotta really, like, think of you as some... That sounds so mean. Like, I think of everybody. I gotta, like... I don't compete with people. So, like, when people give me, like, negative energy, one, I think the hardest thing, like, I, like, try and fight is just being, like, who are you talking to? You know, like, it's one of those things where it's just, like, your pride is a little bit too, like, heavy. Like, I don't think, I know, like, what I bring to relationships. I know what I bring to, like, every table I go to, you know? So, it's, like, you kind of, are we allowed to cuss on you?
Yeah.
Like, you may be fucking up a real good opportunity, like, if not now, in the future, because, like, if I'm not working with you, I'm going to work with somebody else. And it's, like, I know my worth, so when I'm dealing with, like, combative energy, I'm, like, look, like, first impressions work both ways, you know? So, you doing all this, like, I'm not going to give a fuck what you do because I know that I can do this. I know I can do that. I know what I'm capable of doing, you know, and it's not even to be like cocky or anything. It's arrogance. And I know arrogance have like, it has like a negative connotation to it, but arrogance really means like claiming for oneself. and I claim everything that I'm able to do. And I'm not going to, like, shy away from it anymore. Like, I used to shy away from it because, like, people would get, like, a little tight. They'll be like, who does this bitch think she is? And now I'm just like, what? Like, you won't see who I am. Like, oh, this bitch thinks she's not out. Maybe. And what are you going to do about it? You know, like, you want to work?
Yeah.
Like, watch. So it's like, again, it's like about like aligning yourself with people who like love on you. Like, I want to be around people who like love on me. So if you're going to like combat me, if you're going to compete with me, like, I'm going to just like, peace. I'm going to ignore it. I'm really good at ignoring. I'm really good at acting like I don't know. Like, I don't know. So quick. I'll be like, what? Like, oh, you said that?
But no, look, I felt that.
All the time. From the jump, I peeped the way you said hello to me. I peeped the way that you this, that, and the third. I just don't give a fuck. I know what I bring to the table, and so like I want to be around people who also know what they bring to the table because I'm about building tables, you know.
Right.
That's fine.
To like, I want to like sit.
If you bring the meat, I got the greens. You know, it's a potluck.
Try and get on everybody's table. Like, fuck that. I'll build my own table. And, you know, like, I'll provide that space for, like, people to, like, grow. Like, I think that that's so important, like, in the community, like, in this industry. People be trying to gatekeep way too much. And I'm like...
And for what?
For what? Like, are you not... Like, you gotta be, like, a little bit more sure of yourself, you know? And that's, like, you gotta... That's what I try and work with. People who are very confident that they can do it again. So, that's how I do
it. That's fine.
I liked what you said about, you know, or I could relate to being good at ignoring people. Like, I ignore you so tough, you forget you exist. Like, you know, am I really here? No. But what I'm gonna refer to my book again, but what I've learned in the book is to, you know, to answer your question, Nick, is to kind of just like take time for self when you're met with negative energy. Like, sometimes you have to like slow down in where you guys are at in the conversation and almost like step away for a second. And it's not even no diss to them. It ain't no shade on them. It's all for self. And like, sometimes you have to be selfish. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you're in instances of negativity, because when that happens, if you're not selfish, you're going to be consumed in it. So, like, you don't want to ever get consumed into negativity and then you're just going antic for antic. And like Brad said, you could just fuck up an opportunity for yourself. And you don't want to do that either. And
first, like, have somebody push you out of character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I think one of the big things is to just kind of detach from the whole situation almost, is to, like, say, well, okay, cool. I like what you said. I'm going to go get me a bagel. I'll see you in 2 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, and then come back and we'll try again.
Yeah.
I found that you almost have to dig super deep and be super content with self to meet them with positivity if you're not going to step away. So, like, you have to be really sound with who you are in order to be, like, met with some negative energy and say, you know what, love? That's okay. You know what I mean? That's cool. I like what you said. I like that you pointed out this. And we're going to keep rolling and we're going to keep progressing. It takes a strong person to do that. Yeah. And when you, being an observer on a conversation like that, you get like both sides of their character almost. You see the negative energy and the negative like qualities in one person, because negativity is not a trait. You know what I mean? It's just like an occurrence. You're not a negative person. You're just going through a negative like time. You know what I mean? Or you're projecting negativity, but you're not negative by nature.
I'm winning. You don't make up for your sins in the church.
I'm winning.
Do it in the streets.
Attention is that worst drug known to man, and niggas overdosing just to get some likes up on the gram. I I can show you how to sell some weed. That's money off them grands. I'm taking out this competition. Cameron and Dapper Dan. You hear these gunshots? Not for the average man. Different color options. Stocks looking like you can't see them. Pocket green dollars. Green hams if I was in Miami's. Drug dealing duties got these transactions hand in hand. My bars hitting hard like a jab from Kimbo. So stretch $100 in a week like it's a limo. Way before I had God flowing through my temple, I was in these streets throwing gang signs up out the window. Yeah, defying adolescents, never stressing. You trying to make a dollar off that Smith & Wesson? Get you caught up in the system, man. These streets gonna teach you lessons. Hometown of the Mac-10s, pack that Mac-11. Cleanse my soul for sinning right before these gates of heavens. Yeah, I need a blessing from the reverend. I've been praying for better days since 11. Man, it's that Huey P. Newton with his fist up. Just that guy flow. Better call the reverend face to face with Diablo. They got me feeling like Sopranos. Never short a dealer, they paint your crib like Picasso. This that guy flow. Better call the reverend face to face with Diablo. They got me feeling like Sopranos. Never short a dealer, they paint your crib like Picasso. Too many wanna be father figures. I got a father nigga who is hand in hand with dope dealers. If they pockets down, they probably got their knuckles up. But these bullets flying faster than these horses giddy up. See the game and got his obstacles. Staying strapped up is logical. I don't wanna end up on them breathing tubes in hospitals. Everywhere I look, all I hear is you done changed. The only thing that's changed is turning this pain into champagne. Fucked around with promo clips elevated to magazines. Only time I get to shooting is acting in movie scenes. I'ma play the role of a villain. My aim at headshots is gonna have them staring at them. Silence. Genetics made me load that gun. My lifestyle made me pull that trigger.
If we are locked down, I'm the man up in this thing. You'll never see the light of day. Don't fuck you, dick. You fucking with. I'm the fuck. You fucking. Fucking with.
I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment.
Yeah, some people are.
No, no one is. And I only say that because in my book, like, what I'm reading is that hurt people, right?
Yeah.
So, like, when you get hurt, you internalize that. And you weren't negative before you got hurt. Before you got hurt, you was cool. You may not have been positive Patty, but you wasn't negative Nancy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You probably were just coasting. And that's the thing. You can just coast and not be a criticizer or a complainer or a competitor. You can just coast. And so I think when someone who has been hurt, they live in negativity, but they're not negative people by traits, by past, by background. They're just in a negative situation within self. They're thinking negatively within their mind. It's their mindset. You know what I mean? Not necessarily their trait. You can change from being negative to being positive. It just takes work. And if you're not willing to work on that, you're going to live in negativity. But once you start working on it, and like I said, you have to dig deep within self to meet negativity with positivity. And there's a lot of negativity around us at this day and age. We're met with negativity when we walk outside the house. So it takes a strong person to say, there's a lot of negative energy coming towards me, but I'm going to omit it into positive energy.
Yeah.
And anybody can do that.
Yeah. I feel that. But also, at the same time, I think that, like, once negativity enters you and you become that negative thing, I think it becomes your nature until you change it. Like, you are what you do, kind of. Because you can have negative thoughts. I have negative thoughts sometimes. I just be chilling though. I just be like, all right, I just gotta chill.
I'd be coasting.
I'd be like, all right, for sure. Like, you got that. Like, and then meet it with love later because, like, none in this life is really that important. As in, like, people doing shit, it's not that big of a deal. I just keep it moving. However, I think that because I did that for so long, it became my nature to do that. It's like part of my nature now. However, in my past, when I was like a negative ass nigga, I was doing too much toxic shit. That was my nature at that time, because I didn't do any, as you say, you didn't do anything to change it. Like, so that was just who I was. And I was just doing that shit. It's my character. It was written into my character until I changed it. So I think that your nature is what you're doing at that moment. Like, I think.
Yes and no. I mean, I kind of agree, because like, yeah, your nature is what you're doing in that moment. But I also feel like no, because you could do something that goes against your nature in that moment. Because nature is basically what feels natural to you. So if you do something that does not feel natural to you, then that is not your nature. So if you are negative to somebody and that feels wrong, it's not your nature to be negative, but that's how you're responding right now. So I get the idea of like, that's your nature in that moment. But that's why I say it's more of your mindset in that moment, because it's your mind that's like giving you that like energy, if that makes sense. If your nature is like your first instinct. So if you have to go against your first instinct, then what you're doing is not your nature. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to do it, because it's not natural.
Right. So if someone someone's nature is, when they get angry, they beat the fuck out of somebody, that's their first instinct and that's their nature. Isn't that, I mean, that's their first instinct. So wouldn't that be their nature?
Yes. Right. So then right. they would be naturally violent. Which I guess, to prove your point, yeah, that would be negative. So they would naturally be negative.
Depends on how you got
it. Yeah, that too.
To that point, like, did somebody teach you that? Like, did you see that growing up? Like,
yeah. And then I think, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead. I know, I was just saying.
I think too, I think too, it's all about your trauma also. Because like JoJo was saying, like, when something happens to you and it's like kind of occurring, and then you find a way to build a defense against that, that is like kind of not, I don't want to say hiding your trauma, but it's part of your trauma. So like, if you're building a wall and a defense against it and not attacking your trauma, then like certain things are going to start feeling more natural to you, even if they reflect violence and negativity. But that's why I kind of agree with what you said, that yeah, it is your nature to some extent, because that's how you're acting. But if you have to combat what you would really want to do, like for your example of if somebody gets in a fight, if their first instinct is not necessarily to fight, but to hug that person, but they know where they're at, they can't really do that, so they fight, they're not naturally negative, or they're not naturally violent, but they know they have to react and respond with negativity and violence in order to like maintain this defense, maintain this wall, and maintain this perception.
Mm-hmm. Fight or flight, survival and
fight or flight. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say sometimes I feel like. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying like survivor mode. Like sometimes, like we live in survivor mode. Especially when you like been through a lot of shit growing up, like yeah. Especially if you have parents who have lived in survivor mode. Especially if you have like, you just had to survive. Like surviving is way different than living.
Yeah.
So like, when you go into a place of just like survival, then like your natural instinct to survive, like, you know, that can be seen as negative or positive in certain instincts, but it's like it's assets and liabilities to everything. Yin and yang, something that's go around. Yeah. There's something that's going around, so I feel like there is good and bad to everything. But I feel like that's just how it has to be, because you can't have one without the other. So
yeah. I think
no, you are good.
Oh, really? For sure. Like I'm trying so hard not to cut her off. But yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's like back to what y'all was saying with like nature and mindset. Sometimes I think it's like, not important, but it's necessary to, like, for your nature to be negative. And, like, I know this, like, sounds crazy, but bear with me. I think sometimes it's important for your nature to be negative if that's, like, what she was saying. That's the environment that you're in, because that might keep you alive, in a sense of, like, not negative, like, thought-wise, but negative in a sense of, like, how she's reacting with violence. Like, somebody might meet you with violence, and you might be in a situation where it's, like, trying to hug a nigga is not going to save your life.
Right.
So, like, you might have to necessarily, like, be that way. And it's, like, a negative nature, but it's, like, this is what I have to do to survive. So I wanted to speak to that end, because I know that some people might be like, well, what if I can't, like, kumbaya, nigga? Like, what if I gotta, like, you know, be hard and shit? It's like, what do you say to that, Joy?
Wait, JoJo, were you saying something?
I about to say, going back to Malay's point, she was talking about how every negative has a positive and every positive has a negative on that yin and yang shit. So, like, even though that is negative, and someone who doesn't live in the concrete jungle like they do, it's actually positive for them. However, we view it as negative because we're not in that situation. So, going off that point, it's like, yeah, like, even though they're doing something quote unquote bad, I guess, it's not really bad. It's just what they gotta do. So it's cool.
Do y'all believe that there's an objective, like, bad and good?
Nah.
Explain.
Because
I kind of agree, but I wanted to hear what your thoughts were first, JoJo.
I kind of just said it. Like, everything's yin and yang. Like, everything has cons and pros. And based on those pros and cons, you have to choose. Like, everyone has to choose based off those pros and cons. What you should do and what you should not do. And that's on you.
I'm going to go back to the question you asked before, and then I'll answer this one.
For sure.
So you might have to remind me of this one. But no, to answer your question about what do you say to somebody who is in an environment where they have to exude this, like, hardness or exude this, like, persona, right? I think in that's why I said you build up a defense, because you're naturally going to defend yourself, right? So if you're in this hard environment and defending yourself looks like being hard, that's fine. I understand that. You can't have positivity or, you know, this natural state all the time, because people take advantage of you in your most vulnerable form. But to that, if you are in an environment like that, you need a safe space where you can go and be vulnerable. You can go and be naturally you. You can go and be authentic. You can go and not get judged for it. Because I understand, especially in the context of a young Black man, like, there are a lot of times in society where they have to be tough and hard and defend themselves, whether it's against police, whether if it's against other Black men for competition, you know what I mean? Whether it's against whatever, women, all that. So I understand in your environment and where you are, you have to defend yourself and you have to survive. I understand that. And sometimes survival does look or does come off as negative or whatever the case may be. It's all contextual. And you are going to have to defend and you are going to have the option of fight or flight. But when you go home, or when you are not in that environment anymore, you need a space where you can be yourself. And that is what I mean by, like, everything you do is not necessarily natural to you. Some things you do, you're not doing it naturally. You're doing it to defend yourself. So I understand. I'm not a violent person. I don't consider myself a violent person. But ain't no bitch about to catch me in the club and you ain't gonna punch me and I ain't gonna do nothing and meet you. No. We about to get down because I have to defend myself now. But yeah. I'm not naturally violent. I don't want to fight you. I have to fight you to survive. But also I understand that when I come home from the club and I come to my mother's house, that is my safe space to rant and be myself and cry that I just beat some bitch up in the club. And I ain't used to that.
Got her back in blood.
Yeah, like, you feel me? So that's what my advice to somebody who is in that type of environment would be, is to have that safe space, whether it's a place, a person, the beach, your old stomping grounds, whatever brings you peace and you feel like it's most you and you can just be you without second guessing, I gotta do this to look this way, I gotta do this to look that way. You don't have to do that in this space. In this space, you can make a silly face and nobody's gonna be like, what the fuck are you making that face for? They're just gonna start making silly faces with you. Like, that's what I mean. And that can be your friend group. Like, I think people should, like Mariah said, or Malaya, sorry, that you need to build a network of people who are positive and who love on you so that you can be yourself. If you don't have that, you're never gonna be authentically you because you're never gonna feel that love from somebody else. If hurt people, then loved people love on people, right? Like, if everything has a yin and a yang and an opposite, then... If you are loved on, you're going to meet other people with love.
Yeah.
Depending on how much love you get.
Yeah.
Depending on how much hate you get, you're going to meet people with hate. So that would be my spiel for advice. What was the second question?
The second question was, do you believe that there is an objective good or bad?
Oh, no. I believe it's all subjective.
I see. Go ahead and get into that.
You deem, like, you know, in the last podcast or maybe a couple podcasts ago, we talked about free will, right? So you deem, like, what is good and bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have different sectors of your life that kind of like tell you this is good, this is bad, depending on what you choose those sectors to be. So like one would be like religion. So if you're a very religious person, it's laid out for you what is good and bad. And if you choose to believe that, that is what you believe. That is for self. That is for you. But that doesn't necessarily mean, like, because your religion says this is bad, that the next person who isn't in that religion is doing something bad. No, that's not the case. It's bad for you to do it because that is what you believe and that is your religion. I'm not in that religion. So it's not bad for me. Like, I'm not Islamic. So I could eat all the pork I wanted to. It's not bad for me to eat pork. It's bad for you to eat pork because you're not supposed to eat pork, right? It's laid out for you. Just like with the law. Like, the law deems smoking weed bad. I don't think that shit is bad. I don't think that shit is bad. That shit's not bad. I ain't never had her one real car crash because you was high off the blunt. You know what I mean? But drinking alcohol is good. But I heard of car crashes of drunk drivers all the time.
Yes.
It's higher than any other crash, right? So I just think it's all subjective on how you want to live your life because we all have free will. And I think if you choose to go the religious route, follow the religion. Don't be subjective in what you want to follow and what you don't. But even with that, that's what they be doing. So even with that, you can see that people think it's subjective anyway because... So for Christianity, that's just my experience.
Uh-oh.
No, look. For all the Christians out there,
can of worms.
I am a believer and I hold deep faith, okay? If you cannot, like, living with a man out of wedlock is wrong, right? In that religion.
Uh-huh.
How many deaconess in the church is living with they deacons and they ain't married?
Sometimes you gotta stay quiet, even when you're right.
Hey, hold up, we got this shit sold up. Hey, hold up, we got this shit sold up.
Little nigga wanna block with a dream, with a pen in his hand and a plot in the scheme. And niggas wanna throw jabs like a box in the ring, but I rock it with mine. But like Pac in his prime, with my middle fingers up, niggas I don't give a fuck. Like the niggas in the hood with the beam. upset like Suge when it sings. Murder was the case they gave a nigga. Stupid 95 when he beat the trial. Me and smokers like a fetus in the womb. We some brothers that's just trying to make it out and find a way about the hood. No, I don't want to be a product of the streets. I don't want to struggle. I just want to hustle. Make a couple millions for my family. I got to get it.
Someone on my mind. I had to close the blinds for me to go for mine. Still dealing with the same old, with the same old. But I'm not, cause a lot of niggas fold when it's time to put in overtime. Don't let me load the nine. Fold when I'm owning, I'm on the grind. Got a fro on the top of my dress. He said he gotta look good when he making the bread. She just feel it in the gut when I'm breaking the bed. My only vision was to make a change. Wake the game. Don't compare me to them niggas, now we ain't the same. Someone's weighing on my shoulders, got me dealing with this major pain. I fuck around and rearrange your name. I know the road is tough. Depending on the past to hold you up. Considering the V that she's throwing up. A shout out to the day one, cause they know what's up.
The niggas know we up, we got next. We ain't gotta hit the ground and just flex. You ain't got a false opinion in your pocket. Niggas making more than what you make a check. Everybody know who the realest is, who the villain is in this industry. Who gon' make a killer in this industry? Y'all know what it is when we hit
yo,
the streets.
Yo,
it's a
ain't got no time for no bitch in the bragging, but it deep in the casket with affirmative action. Leaving them casket when I hop in the fast. Got enough of the money to bring in the fashion.
From the city of madness, when they killing the tragic. Nothing black in the blasted, you can only imagine. The fire and passion, turn me to an assassin. Pop the clip in the mag, then pull it back blast. That's when it gon' go black.
Yeah. Shit ain't no thing to me. Cause you're not making me or breaking me.
Straight up, there's something about this.
Hey, hold up.
The music.
We got this shit sold up.
When you come in as friends, it breaks
hey,
you up.
Hold up.
It breaks you up.
We got this shit sold
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Police plotting, pistols popping, bitches popping on the floor. Niggas watching, feds is watching every move, soon as your own. Got no option, got a family, gotta feed them, that's for sure. Niggas, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure. Hit the block, form a plot, execute by any means. Block is hot, police shots, every day a murder scene. I can't sleep, every night wake up from $1 million dreams. Niggas, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
I don't know what you've been told, but nigga, it's the 2.0. We ain't really with the bragging, we just had to let you know.
Fuck that, we gon' ride, cruising down the west side. Me and Zay got this on lock.
Used to mob at the block, now we pulling up a drop. Time to turn it up a notch, we making it hot.
We got this shit sold up. When it comes to being fresh, I watch them niggas fold up. Tell me who you gon' trust, in my face like hold up. Motherfuck the middleman, no, you can't control us.
You see the time we in, he gotta comprehend it. Let's the shit you did. Catch a bullet straight into your head for talking to the feds. I'm only focused on my vision, yeah, I'm by my dividends. Politic about them Benjamins, we only play to win.
Yeah, 2.0, we only play to win, motherfucker. We back better than ever. Yeah, y'all know what it is. Summer, for the 2-0.
A lot. That's just how it goes. That's how society goes. No,
I hate you,
I'm not saying that that's bad. I'm saying that that's what your religion says is bad.
Right.
Your religion says this, not joy. Joy's not saying that's bad. The Bible says that's bad. You can argue with me all you want, but it's in the word. I ain't say it, God did. Like, you can't get mad at me. But for everybody's life, there's certain circumstances where, you know what, it makes more sense for us to live together. You know what I mean? Because why are we paying two separate rents? It just, I understand that in everybody's life, things happen and things make sense. And so you have to do things that make sense in your life.
Yeah.
Whether somebody else feels that's good or bad is all based on how they would live their life. So I think it's subjective. We choose what is good and bad for us. We choose what to follow and what not to follow, what to do and not to do. So if
that's
you
how
choose,
I feel.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say that's how I feel about all those, like, you know how they be having like those Twitter conversations where it's like, would you live with your significant other? And it's like, bruh, as long as it's between you and your significant other and y'all come to that conclusion, it's like, I was like, that's all that should matter. I feel like a lot of like people be trying to include the internet into like their situation, and it's like, bro, everybody gonna have a separate opinion, and it's gonna be a varying thing. Like, you can't. There's not a universal, like, this is the way to like conduct a relationship. And like, I'm tired of people like asking for like advice on the internet about that. It's like, bro, there's no universal, like, this is it. Like,
this is it. Yeah.
100%. Do my turn.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Joy, going off of like what you said, like what works for me will not work for you. And I don't necessarily think, you know, things are like good or bad. I think that like that spectrum exists so you can see like what side you're on. So it's like, I feel like everything is gray. Like, I feel like it's all like on a gray scale. So like, whenever I see like people like, oh, like, no, it's definitely like this, or no, it's definitely like that, I'm like, well, maybe for you, because that's how it works in like your whole universe. But like, now we're in my universe, like, as you guys said. So it's like, it's a gray scale. I think life is. I think there's so much. I think life is so complicated that it's simple. It's so complicated that it's like, you know what? I'm going to just do this. I really don't. I'm not about to think too heavy on this right now. Like, I'm going to just make this move. This is what feels, you know, like the move to make, whether it's going to be a lesson or it's going to get me a reward, you know? Like, you know, we'll see what happens. But yeah, I don't think necessarily anything is like good or bad. I think like the for you part is like silent in the world.
I think, and that goes with like what you're saying about projections too. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you're not.
Oh, I was just gonna say that kind of like how you were saying about projection earlier, projecting what you feel is like good or important to somebody else. With, I don't need all that to understand your importance. I don't need all that. You know what I mean? Like, in my universe, what you do is good enough.
Exactly.
In your universe, you kind of have to do it and talk about it 100%. In order to really prove that it's important. So I just want to show that the conversation goes full circle. You know what I mean? Like, it all relates to each other.
100%. You don't have to prove yourself to me. Like, if you're around me, then, like, there's a reason you're around me. Because I feel like we all, like, every single person, like, we have people who we are like, fuck no, like, you are not about to be like, we're just gonna stay separate. Like, even if it's all love, like, no, like, it's not happening. And yeah, I just feel like if you're around me, it's for a reason. So you don't have to like prove your worth. But I feel like on their side, like, I'm someone, I really try to see where people are coming from. Because I know, like, at the end of the day, it's not about me. Like, it's not about me. However you like act, however you like feel like you need to just like protect yourself, however you feel like, you know, some people, especially in this industry, be on survival mode. And so they're like, this person is shining bright. They're taking my light. And it's like, no. Or they feel like there's the light. Like, I have this like belief where, you know how they say like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Well, like, I was having a conversation with my friend, Arkej, and we were talking about, she was just pretty much telling me, like, you don't have to look for the light at the end of the tunnel because you are the light. And I
genuinely
believe. Right.
Which friend was this? Which friend was this?
Yeah. When she said it, it clicked for me, and I was just like, that's like truly, like, as you say, like, a strong person who could be able to combat like hate with love. Like, I feel like once you are really like sure of yourself and really like in tune with yourself, you become that light, and then you start to shine. But then, like, once you realize you're that light, you realize how much darkness is around you. It could be like the job you're in, it could be just like, it could be anything, but you realize there's so much darkness. And then you kind of got to look at it like, why are they coming at me? And it's really like, well, they see your light and they're really trying, they want some light. People want light, people want relief.
Yeah.
People want, you know,
they want for honeys.
They want a way to feel, you know, like how they think you feel, you know?
Yeah.
You can see, you know, what anyone is doing, like celebrities. You can see what your friend is doing. You think they're working and they have all this like this lavish life, but you don't really know what's going on behind closed doors.
Facts.
You don't know, like, there's a lot that you don't know. You don't know that they be up till like 5 a.m. working nonstop, You don't know that they like like an extra job just to make this happen. You know, a lot of people don't share their struggles. And I think it's important to share struggles if you're going to demonstrate solutions or you're going to build a solution with it. Because I feel like now on social media, it's like becoming a thing to just like, let me tell you about my struggles.
Like, not how I solved them. Yeah.
And like, I haven't solved them yet. This is what I go through. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I like to like, this is what I go through. This is the way that I am. And it's just like, it's not invalid at all. Like, it's not invalid. Yeah. However, you know, like, what do you want? You know, it really does come at the end of like, I believe that you can have anything you want in this life. And like, when you are like spreading such like a negative like message, not to say like, again, your experience is not invalid, but like when you're spreading these like vibes out, you know, like you gotta counteract it with something so you can receive like what that release you give, that like temporary release, like where's the permanent release? Like you can heal yourself from a lot of shit if you like put the like work for it, you know, and it's
let people in on that.
Yeah, be vulnerable. Like it's mm-hmm. so like it's so important to have a safe space, and it's so important to just have like a space where you can unconditionally be you. And safe space doesn't necessarily mean like it's gonna be like all shits and giggles in that space. Like
right.
figuring out who you are. Mm-hmm. Once you start doing that shadow work, once you start doing that work, like, you're like, oh, fuck.
Right. And that space changes. Yeah, it changes.
Like, these are my triggers. Like, these are, like, the things that piss me off. Like, these are the
preach,
things
girl.
Like, I'm insecure about. Like, it's, oh, everybody has insecurities. Everybody.
Facts. Like,
you know, everybody has liabilities. And I think that, like, with, even with social media, but in life in general, we kind of, like, don't pay attention to other people's liabilities. So when they do, like, fuck up in your, like, world, or if they do something that goes against, like, what's good for you, you're like, man, fuck this person. And it's like, not necessarily look at it like that. Kind of look at it like, why did they do it? And if you got to take the step, like, if it don't align with you, like, of course, like, let it go. But, like, try and get to, like, why people do the things they do. And also, like, solutions, you know? You gotta give a solution. Like, if people don't want to heal themselves, then that's just, like, a journey they're on. But, like, eventually, hopefully, like, if they're around, like, you, and you're trying to heal yourself, hopefully you'll rub off on them. And they'll be like, okay, I'm something. I'm something working and things like that. So, yeah.
Yes. I love that you mentioned shadow work, because that is so important. It is so, it's such a deep thing. I was like kind of starting to get into it a while ago, and I had to stop myself because I was not liking what I was learning.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah. And I know I'm going to pick it up eventually, but I know for self, I can't just binge through shadow working. Like, I can't just sit in that shit because it's painful.
Pandora's box. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's such a Pandora's box. It's so painful. Yes, JoJo.
How do you, what do you do when you access your shadow and like?
Well, I guess there's a lot of way to address shadow work, but I did it through journaling. So I was kind of like, I did it the basic girl way, right? I like looked up shadow prompts and questions to ask yourself. And then in my journal, I wrote the answers. And for me, sitting and putting it on paper was like, oh my God, this is concrete. This is really me. Because it was a thing of not even me, it's a subconscious thing. Like, it wasn't even me thinking about, what am I going to write today? No. It was, okay, this is the prompt, I'm just going to write. So most of it doesn't really make sense. And then you hit something that's really like,
ooh.
Yeah. Matter of fact, and I, like, without going too far into it, I shared one of the prompts that I wrote about with Nick. And I write in poems. And even his reaction to what I wrote was like, damn. You know what I mean? And I was like, yeah. And then we are also doing like the life audit, right? And I started writing my eulogy of what I want people to think about me, right? And now I'm at the part where it's not done. And I'm writing the part where I want to be real with myself. And being real with myself has kind of got me scared. Because, like, being real with myself has to means that I have to tell myself what I don't like about myself. Right? And then also, well, how am I going to change that? What does change look like in, for that? That's hard in itself too, because now it's like, all right, you know what to do. Why haven't you done it?
Done it. Yo, that's the one I still haven't gotten to. Like, I wrote everything else and I was like, oh, I really got to write this down. And that's like, it's hilarious because it's like, that's my problem.
Yeah.
I don't even want to do that.
Accountability has always been a problem for me. Shout out to Closure Interlude. If you haven't heard it, go listen to it because I was vulnerable. But, no, I mean, yeah, like, I think when you write your eulogy, the easiest part is to say what you want people to remember you. I want people to remember I was fun and outgoing and loving and I did this and I did that and I did this and I did that. And then it comes down to, like, but I also want you guys to know, I'm gonna be real, I also did this and that was not right. You know what I mean? In my mind, that wasn't right.
Yeah.
So it's being like real with yourself. And then when you put it in like a eulogy form, your mind is telling you like, okay, somebody's going to read this.
Yeah.
So you are also not only telling self, you're telling other people. One time I was in class and a teacher said, good art is things people already know.
Mm-hmm.
Good things are things we already know. Great art are things you tell that you don't want people to know.
I never had the upper hand. Yeah. I never had the upper hand, an underdog until the Grammys. Only friendly with the mic, cause no one else can understand me. All my eggs in a basket, no plan B. I'm rolling the dice on life, I'll never gamble on the family. If you see my cards, that's a gambit I planned it. Can't stand complaining, I'm famished, praying and over anxious. Cautious from Boston, I made a deposit. I was down to my last dollar, sold my soul at an auction. Yeah, I lost it, never get it back. Cut me open, I dribble black. Myself is what I'm searching for on every track. My past pay no regard to that. Seen my future in music ever since I heard Mr. Carter rap.
I don't care what you on or this person's on. This is what I like.
Yeah.
My life is telling
dun,
me.
Dun, 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 yeah, I found out. A little self-belief gon' go a long way. I drove for miles in the opposite direction. Kept pedaling, never seen an exit. The headlights blinded me on the freeway. Flying by, no seatbelt, crash landed. No sorcery, management of a soul to be. Darkened by the light of a conscience that can't be sold to me. Fold me up by the cup and the liquor inside of it. Beside of it, bitter powder, take the edge off reality. To gun you down if you doubted me. I'm proud to be a leader of all of my people. They count on me, mama proud of me though. Keep driving on a road full of potholes. I'm swerving to break down, skirting past all the traffic. I ain't trying to wait an hour to make it a couple miles. Ran through a season of power in a week. Now I'm harder and focused and got my eye on the prize. About to be 25, trying to capitalize and build an enterprise. Off my thoughts and my prayers, I'm currently unaware of a market that I'm gon' fit in. Red B on my fitted. 5 away by the pop and I won't stop till I did it. Planting mass on the map, gon' need a key to the city. Yeah.
I like to advance every year, to advance myself. I have more fear of going back than losing money.
because that's the most relatable. Because the relatable part is most people don't want them to know that about themselves.
You said that?
Tight shit. No, I'm saying like that's how people react. Like, oh wow, you said that? Like said I've been that, thinking
right.
that.
Like right, exactly. So to answer your question, I think that's kind of like shadow work, JoJo. We talked about being uncomfortable and sitting in that uncomfortability and being okay with it. That's shadow work. Acknowledging what you do that is wrong to you. Because remember, we said right and wrong is all based on what you feel. And then also, if there is something that's like morally wrong, like stealing, I feel like it's morally wrong, right? If you enjoy stealing, you have to sit in that and think about that. Like, I like stealing from Walmart. I don't steal from Walmart, by the way. Any feds who are watching, that's not what I do. I have to check all tapes of every Walmart I have ever been in. Except once. But anyway.
I'm dead.
but anyway, like, if you are someone who likes to steal, you have to sit in that. Yeah. And then you have to sit in the idea of, do I want to change this about myself? Do I want to be considered a thief? Or do I not? What are the consequences of this? Could I see myself in jail for stealing cars? It's all about that. It's all about bringing things into light that you don't want to be brought into the light. Things that are hidden in the shadows of your mind. Like, when you're a thief, you steal because you get a rise out of it, right? But that's not the only thing that happens when you steal. You get a rise out of it. You're taking money from somebody else's pockets. So you're hurting somebody else. Hurt people, right? So you're hurting somebody else. Also, the consequences for you is major. You could go to jail. You could go to prison. You could get your ass whooped.
Yeah, facts. That's what
you could get all three. You could get your ass whooped in jail, waiting for trial to go to prison. You could get all three. And the shadow work part about it would be like, are you content with that? You good with that? And if you're good with that, you're going to keep stealing. But if you're not, you're going to try harder to stop.
I can't steal.
Right. And before we get too, like, close to time, I want to talk about the project Malaya is working on. Because I'm excited for it, personally. I'm excited to see what is like brewing up. I know the producer, I know the actress. I'm like, like you said, I want my friends to win, and I love watching you all be creative in your creative forms. Like, when we met last time at the bonfire, that was my safe space. I was so happy to be around people who were like artists in other industries, like, there's dancers, there's actresses, there's producers, there's directors, there's this, there's that, there's choreography, there's that. Like, I was just engulfed in everything that you guys were doing, and it just felt like home. So I just want you to talk about a little bit about that experience and what's going on in that room.
Yeah, okay. Yay. One, it was always great seeing you. It's so fun. Yes. Like, it's so rare I get to see, like, people from high school and middle school.
I know. And let me just say this, quick disclaimer. You are truly and genuinely a positive Patty. Everything about you is so positive and so genuine and so sincere. Like, when we were at the bonfire, I think I was talking out my mouth about something. And you met me with positivity. And I said, Joy, check yourself. Because like you said, it's so rare that you get to meet with people from high school, and then all those feelings from high school start to brew up. So you just kind of want to, like, almost go back into the past. And I appreciate you for you didn't even know you did this. That's what was really, like, intense, and I didn't even say nothing. But I appreciate you for influencing me to be more on a, like, positive, and for shedding your light with me, because I was ready to take it there. You know, I was ready to shoot the shit, kiki, gossip, all that, share the tea. And I was like, you know, you right. Because whatever's going on in their life is what's going on in their life. And it's not our place to make a critique or a judgment or anything like that. So I just want to give a disclaimer that thank you for being a positive light that you are. And now please share what you are working on.
Oh, shit. Thank you so much. Like, we're going to talk. I want to remember. Deserve, that is my debut short that I produced and I wrote. And I even have some cinematography that I did in there. I did bring somebody on to film my scenes. But pretty much Deserve follows the story of this career-driven woman who collides with her triggers once she and her partner, they start to unravel the value of their relationship. And so pretty much creating this story, I wanted to, one, full disclosure, the original thought of even creating this project, I really just wanted some footage for my reel. I was just I'm gonna film something for 2 minutes, you know, just knock a quick couple of these out and then just have a reel, start submitting, start getting some representation and stuff. But then I was writing the script and I was like, oh, it's so tough. Yay, angel number. But I was writing the script and I was like, whoo, this is a story. This is not just gonna be something for an agent. This is a short film. And what I wanted to do, one, I wanted to create this film with enough space for it to be able to go, you know, into something more if I chose, if I want to sell it, if I want to distribute it out. I definitely wrote it with enough space for that to be possible. But I also I wanted to create a story about acknowledging the journey of getting to the other side of something. So when you're triggered or one, acknowledging your triggers, acknowledging when you're wrong, but two, this is a beautiful Black couple, and Black women in Hollywood and in movies, we've seen it so many times, they get rewards of marriage. And I just feel what if that shit's terrifying? What if I don't want marriage? What if I'm too scared to get married? What if, you know, I don't think marriage should be the end goal in a movie for a woman, you know? And I also feel a woman should be able to be vulnerable with her partner and be able to be in her triggers, and instead of him like it being a consequence, and instead of it being punishment, it's given back with love, you know. I wanted to create a genuine love story of going through a trigger with your partner, because they be beefing. I mean, I can't wait for it to drop, but it's just, it's a story about the journey to the other side. Mm-hmm. And I think it's such a powerful story, and it kind of sets the tone of what I want to do in my career, which is pretty much I want to structure my career. You know, I don't want to just go out for things and hope somebody will pick me. I pick myself. God, but you know, it's just the beginning. And I just, the cast and the crew were just so supportive, and it really is definitely a declaration of love and just for self and for the character and, you know, career. It's really purely a declaration of what is preserved. And I'm really excited to share it with the world. I hope that gives a little insight of what it's about.
Yeah. Yes.
But
we got the scoop.
Yeah, you got a little scoop. But yeah. Beautiful story, and yeah. The cinematography is really it has some really good shots, and I'm like, yay! And I hop in front of the camera too, and there's an intro community scene where I got so many people. What were you about to say?
You're the star, right?
Yes.
I like how you just did not, like, the humbleness of not even saying that you were the star. You listed everything you did, but you are the star. This is, you know, it's truly you doing not everything by yourself, but everything with a team. And that speaks to you as a leader, you as an artist, a lot of your qualities and traits. So I think that is so cool. And you brought your friends with you. You know, like, it wasn't just like, okay, I'm going to do this and y'all can't be a part, but y'all could come and watch. You're like, no, hey, so-and-so, come do this. So-and-so, come do this. You know, creating that space, which I feel like we do in the Renaissance a lot too, is just like creating the space to where not only you thrive, but like the homies thrive too. When we all collab, it's a true collaboration. And it sounds like every time you do a project, it's like a true collaboration in every sense. And you play on other people's strengths. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you ever need a costume designer, holla at your girl. No, but seriously, I think you bring a lot to the table. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really good, cool trait to have. That's why I was so happy to have you on the show. Yeah. When will the short drop?
So, the plan is to run it through the festival circuit.
Okay.
So when everything is like finalized, like I also have an EP coming attached to the film.
Ooh, child, what?
That's hard.
Oh, that's yeah. Hard. So you know what? When it drops, we definitely got to have you back on the show, do a little something special for it, because I didn't know you was partnering with an EP, girl.
Yeah,
I got like some videos that too.
We're gonna see what happened, but it's not gonna be too big. It's not like it's a short film, but also music is really dear to my heart. Like, I've always loved singing. Yeah. I've always loved, you know,
that's fine.
Beautiful voice.
Sorry,
beautiful voice.
But yeah, like, even going back to what she said, like, it's what Issa says, like, network across, not up. So like, I do be networking with people up. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna cap, because if I get in that door, the people who with me is gonna get in too.
Coming up. Yeah, facts.
But yeah, it's just community is really important to me. And again, like, I want to be around people who, one, I support, who, one, I trust. One, I love. And two, I like trust and love. I just said that. But just like, I know, like, he's gonna have my back and I'm gonna unconditionally have theirs. And
yes.
Yeah, like, this, the project, it couldn't have been done without them. Like, cast and crew, like, so many people from high school was like in the community scene. Like, we got Kobe, like, we got like Nazir, we got Austin, we got like.
What? Gang, I should have been there. Not DJ Coley Cole.
DJ Coley Cole. Yeah, no.
DJ Coley. And Nasser?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got like a few people. We got a few familiar faces. And I think it's just so, it was really beautiful because I know they were really excited. They were like, I know it's going to be good. I'm like, ah!
Yeah. Pressure. Yes. But, I see why you say it's pressure, but I really think it's just, like, I wouldn't even say high expectations, but we just, faith. I think we, people who know you, faith. Yeah, like, people who know you know that it's going to be, like, catered to. And they know it's going to be, like, perfected, I guess, in the say. I just know how, like, because of how you are with your craft. And just how you have always been. Like, people who know you are gonna be like, yeah, I want to be a part of that, because she don't do nothing that's not gonna be catered to. And it's not gonna be like, oh, we're gonna do this community scene and then you never hear about the movie ever again because it's like not in production or something crazy, you know what I mean? Like, I think people know what you are capable of, and when you ask them to be a part of it, it's like an honor. You know what I mean? Because there's so much that you're doing. So, thank you for coming. Drop your socials. Where can we find you? when the movie comes out, where can we find it? You know, let us know what you got.
Yes, yes. So Instagram is Malay at M-A-L-A-I-Y-E. And it's going to drop on YouTube after it gets through the festival circuit. And yeah, it's pretty much it. I would say Twitter, but now that I brought up Twitter, I'm probably going to go to my Twitter, but I've been talking shit, y'all. Like, I haven't talked shit. I don't know if I'm going to follow my Twitter. You're going to be like, this bitch is I'm like, yeah. That's what I do. But on my social media, and I had such a great time. You guys are dope as fuck. Like, you guys are amazing. So
yeah, your passion talking about the... about the script, I was like, I'm trying to see this, like, because I know whenever passion, I talk about something word. And I'm really passionate about it, like, I put my, like, info on it, so, like, I want to see, like, how much,
put
you know,
stamp.
Yeah, that stamp,